Canoodle and Fry, how may I help you?
Hi, is Scott available?
Yes, may I ask who's calling?
Sure, it's Nicole, Bank of Cardiff.
Oh, hold on one second.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hello?
Hi, is this Scott?
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Scott. It's Nicole, Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Hey. Good. How are you doing?
Good. You requested a call back around this time. Is this still a good time for you?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So this request was made for, let's see, is it Knittle and Fry?
Knittle and Fry, yeah.
Oh, Fry, okay. And it's a, is it agricultural?
Ag center, yeah. We make a little bit of feed. We sell a lot of pet food, lawn and garden, you know, a little bit of everything.
Okay.
I looked under that sick code thing, and I didn't really know what to describe it as, because we do, you know, so many different things.
Yeah. Okay. And then it looks like the business started around 1984?
1947.
1947, okay.
I'm the fourth owner.
Oh, wow, okay.
My dad owned it for 36 years previous to me, and to make a long story short, he was never going to sell. He started getting the IRS and the Social Security Administration breathing down his neck, and suddenly I owned it.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So this is my fifth year. I think I finally figured out what to do, but I've just generated a lot of debt along the way, you know.
Okay. And are you the sole owner right now?
Correct.
Okay. So in terms of funding, we have a lot of different programs here. Was there something specific you wanted to use the funds for?
Just to get caught up. I'm kind of caught in a vicious cycle right now. My bank charges me $37 a pop for anything that's in the negative.
Okay.
I bring in about $6,000 a day, but probably 60% of it's credit card. I don't get that till the next morning. So a lot of nights, you know, I'm at negative 2,000, let's say.
Okay.
And by the time the morning comes, I'm back up to positive, you know, 2,000, but they're just destroying me with all these fees, you know.
Okay. So do you have any working capital loans currently?
Yes, one with Merchant Cash and Capital, which is now BizFi.
Okay.
I did that June 2015, and I re-upped it in February this year, but it's a daily payment of $790, and it's just killing me.
$790 a day. Okay. So ideally, you would like to maybe get a longer term, down?
Your brochure set up to 3 years, and even weekly or monthly. Like, I don't know. I've been trying to just keep my belt tight and, you know, muscle through this, but it's just too hard.
Yeah, okay. Yeah,
but
any
kind of easing up on that daily
payment. Sure. Okay. Now, how much funding did you take with them originally, and what did you renew for?
Originally it was 150, and we renewed for 180 at 9%. That was February 24th.
Renewed
so
at 180.
I probably have that down to maybe 110 or so.
Okay, and that's a fixed payment that comes out of the bank?
Yep, every non-holiday business day, 789 even.
79 even. Okay, perfect. And then what was the loan term on that?
What was the
length? The term 15, length?
15 months.
15 months, okay. Perfect. Now, what did the business do for gross revenue last year?
$2.02 million.
Okay. And what are you on track to do this year?
Probably roughly the same. When I bought it from my dad, we were pushing $2.2 million. I've lost some big dairy accounts as older customers have retired. And it hasn't been bad because I've had a lot less inventory costs as well. But it's shrunk a little down to roughly $2 million, you know.
Okay.
I anticipate that again this year.
Okay. Perfect. And then how is your personal credit right now? Is it fair? Is it excellent? Do you know where
it falls? The last I looked was in the week or two ago. It was 713.
Okay, that's good.
I owe a lot of debt. The revolving things are maxed out.
Okay.
I've put everything I had into it. You know, we have charge accounts here. I think my credit was up to $15,000 at one point earlier this year because I just dumped everything in my credit cards out on it.
Okay. Okay. Let's see here. Okay. So right now, are the if you look at the ending balances of your bank statements, do they end with a negative or do they end positive, like when you get your bank statements?
I have to print it out to check, actually.
Okay.
I'm online every day, you know, looking at everything. But I since I do that every single day, I normally don't I probably shouldn't say this, but I don't go over the statement, you know.
Okay, that's fine. Now, are you also open to, ideally what we'd want to do is pay off your existing loan and give you a new loan that would be longer, which would lower your payments down. And we do have the weekly options as well. We have a monthly option. It's a newer option, so it's a little bit harder to qualify for, but we do the weekly a lot.
Yeah, weekly would even make a huge difference because, you know, you don't get your credit card batch till the next business day, but we do about 100 customers a day, but Fridays and Saturdays we do close to 150. And so I usually have a really huge credit card batch by Monday morning.
So what do you think you're averaging monthly for credit cards per month?
Looking at the last four, I took everything. I took Discover and American Express out.
Mm-hmm.
But Visa, MasterCard, and all the debit cards. Last month was $90,000. 2 months ago was $100,000. 3 months ago was $86,000. And 4 months ago was $94,000.
Okay.
And about 1,800 tickets a month.
Okay. And is it more of a retail type of location, or are people ordering stuff online or coming in, over the phone, or are they just coming in?
We do a lot of deliveries. If it's wood pellets or coal for heating, stuff like that, they're paid for before they leave the building. We do have a lot of Amish customers in this area, and unfortunately to get their business, you have to give them a charge account. So I do have a little bit of receivables, probably 10 to 20 grand at any time. But most... We average about 700 customers a week. I'd say 600 of those are, you know, walk in the door.
Okay. And then besides paying off this debt, were you looking for additional funding?
I just wanted to see what was available. My biggest goal right now is just to become current again. Most of my, I don't have any vendors screaming at me, but I have a couple that I'm really pushing it, like at right around that 60-day, you know, category.
Okay.
I'm making payroll. I haven't paid myself yet this year, but I do own the property here, so I get a lease payment. I have a small apartment building, so I'm just kind of, you know, I've taken a hit of about $100,000 this year, but I'm kind of shuffling through.
Got it.
But yeah, I just really just to get caught up, and my bank, you know, they don't want to hear it. They don't care about my problems.
Right.
And
yeah.
I have some days where a $15,000 check comes out and a $15 check comes out, and they put the big one in first, and of course it kicks everything out, and then it's, you know, 37 bucks a pop, and rinse and repeat, you know.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's see what we can do. We do have a lot of different programs.
So I'm open to anything. I've read, you know, I got this in the mail yesterday, and I read on the website, and people named you by name, you and... Dennis and Ruben and just,
you know,
I get all kinds of calls, you know, because of the UCC with people offering me all kinds of things, but for some reason this one caught my eye, so.
Yeah. We've been in business for about 13 years, so we've been doing, we do a lot of equipment financing and then also the working capital, so we do have a lot of different programs, and, you know, we didn't just open up, you know, last year pop up and just start doing this. So I think we kind of know what's going on out there. But what I will do is I'll email you what I need.
Okay.
We can usually have some feedback or approval for you within 24 hours. And then if it works out, we're able to fund within a day or two.
Okay.
So what I'll need, and I'm going to email this to you, is 6 months business bank statements. And I'm also going to ask for your merchant statements. Do you have those on hand?
Yep.
Like 4 months? Okay. Because
you
really
want four of those?
Yeah, just four. And I'll put it in my email. Just because you do have a strong, credit card revenue that's coming in.
Yeah, I figured out last year we did $2 million, and I'd say, I tallied this up before you called, about roughly 60% was credit card.
Yeah, okay, that's really good. So we'll take a look at that, and then it'll just be a one-page application. And then have you completed your 2015 taxes yet?
Personal, yes. Corporate, no. We're, of course, got, 20 days or so.
Okay. Do you have 2014?
Mm-hmm. Yep, I have everything. Okay. I bought this 12, so I have everything from then through 14. I just don't have 15s done yet.
Okay, so that's fine. We'll just look at 14, and that's all we'll need for right now.
Okay.
So give me about 10 minutes. I'll shoot this email over, and then you can send the info either back to my email, which is probably the easiest, or if you need to fax it, my fax number is in the email as well.
Okay, I'm pretty low tech, so I'll probably fax it, and then I'm going to have to run home to get, I don't think I have the 2014s up here with me.
Okay.
And I can even fax that in the morning. I'm not standing on the bridge ready to jump or anything, so.
And I don't need, if you're planning on faxing the tax return, you can just send the first page showing the revenue.
Okay.
And then are you a corporation?
Yes.
Okay. And then just the K-1 showing that you're the owner.
Okay.
Just those two pages, and then you don't have to send everything.
Okay. I'll probably fax the bank statements and merchant statements today.
Okay.
And then when I'm up here in the morning, you're on the West Coast, right?
Yes.
I'll fax that tomorrow morning, the 2014s, and you'll have that when you walk in.
Okay. Sounds good. Well, I will turn this over shortly. Did you have any other questions?
No.
Okay.
No, I filled out your little form that was in the mail. That's why I'm just looking down to see if there's anything else that you might ask. Or.
So you already filled out the other application, or?
Just what came in the mail, the business loan application.
I'm going to send you a different one.
Well, I kind of did it just as a cheat.
Oh, perfect. Okay.
So I'm not sure you could read it if I did.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. Well, I'll send this over in. Give me about 10 minutes. I'll send this over.
Sounds good.
Okay. Thank you.
Yep. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.